and their parents here this morning as well. You're very welcome. A wee verse for Naomi. Jesus says in Matthew that blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. I believe Naomi will, as she grows in her faith, she will bring the peace of the Lord into situations, into those who she speaks to, into those who come into contact with her. She will be a carrier of the peace of God and really be a peacemaker in situations. We praise God. We're just going to read this morning from John 10. We're just going to get right into it. So if you have your Bibles with you, feel free to open up. And it's John 10, and it's the Good Shepherd and his sheep. And we're just going to read from verse 1. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Help us, Lord. Help us to understand. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And moving to verse 24, the Jews who are gathered around him saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. And hear this, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You know, I was picking up my son Daniel from nursery school the other week, and as we were walking back, Daniel could hear some of his friends shouting out his name, saying, goodbye, Daniel, bye, you know, and Daniel, he didn't turn around, but he said, that's Nathan. And then someone else said goodbye, and he goes, that's Finney. And he said, Daddy, you know, I'm able to tell who's saying it because of the sound of their voice, of the sound that they make. I can tell who it is. He didn't need to turn around. He knew who it was. How was Daniel able to do this? Well, simply, he had spent time with them and he'd gotten to know them. And by doing so, he knew their voices. And so it is with the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and trust in him. We see in verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. And then in verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep know my voice. I'd like to ask for a volunteer, but there's only one condition. Your first name must be Logan and your second name must be Carnan. Now, Logan, I'm going to ask you just to stand just at the bottom of the steps, okay? And I'm going to just ask you just to pop this over your head and over your eyes, okay? Okay? And you can't see, okay? You can leave your nose and mouth. Yeah. Now, can you see anything? Okay, that's good. Okay. And I'm going to ask the kids who are up on the stage just to come up to the front and just scatter yourselves at the front and also just down the aisles, just where you are, and maybe a few just right at the back. Just scatter yourself out, spread yourself out. And Logan can't see anyone. Isn't that right, Logan? Good. That's it. Down the aisles as well, you can move down the aisles, just spread yourselves out. And I want you just to stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Maybe get some down this aisle here as well, if you want. Any more children? Just here in the aisles? Good. Okay. Now, Logan, do you recognize my voice? Good. If you listen to my voice only, Logan, you will make it to where you need to be. Do you understand? Good. Children, what you will do is you will not move. However, when Logan comes near you, you can tell him the wrong way to go. Okay? Okay? Logan has a path. He needs to get around and he will follow me, but you can try and confuse him and tell him where to go. Okay? Okay? So, Logan, are you ready? Okay. You have to follow me, okay? Follow my voice. Okay, Logan, I want you to take 5 steps forward. Okay, kids, you can tell them the wrong way to go, okay? You can shout at them, just say go left, go right. Keep going forward, Logan. And stop. And I want you to just turn right, Logan, okay? And I want you to walk straight for 5 steps. Stop, Logan, stop. And just take a little step to the right. Remember, you can tell him the wrong way to go. Okay, he's going to go this way, but you tell him. All right, keep going straight, Logan. Keep going straight, that's it. Okay. Well done, Logan. You're only listening to my voice. You're gonna tell him. You're gonna tell him to go. He's coming. Keep going, Logan. Now stop and wait. And go left. Yeah. Stop. And wait. And 2 steps forward, Logan. Stop. Turn to your left. And wait. And walk forward. And stop. And walk forward. Stop. And go forward. and stop and wait. And four steps forward and stop and wait. And turn to your left, Logan, and just walk 10 steps to your left. One step to your left, Logan, one step to your left, and then there you go. And then two steps, and then stop, and then wait. And then one step to your left, Logan, and then four steps, and then stop. And then take a step to your right. That's it, Logan, you're doing really well. And take 10 steps straight ahead. And stop. Now you can take off your blindfold, Logan. Now, well done, Logan. Hey! Well done, Logan. Now, Logan, how was that?
A bit odd.
So you made it all the way around. That was a tough course, and you had some really difficult things to deal with on the way. Yeah, especially by Daniel Hill. So the first question: how did you feel at the start when you did not know where you were going to go? How did you feel?
Very confused.
And what helped you to make your way all the way around?
You.
Oh, thanks, Logan. Thanks. And what did not help you to get all the way around?
These people.
These people, okay. What would have happened if you stopped listening to my voice and did what some of these other people said?
I would have gone the wrong way.
Okay. Would you have made it all the way around if you listened to the other people?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
No, you wouldn't. That's right, Logan. Great. Thanks to Logan. The kids, you can all just take a seat. Well done, Logan. Did very well. So you can see what we're trying to show here. This passage, you know, Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd, and he called believers, his followers, his sheep. And he said that his sheep, his followers, would recognize his voice and follow him wherever he led. And this morning you could see that Logan had to listen for my voice and to be encouraged by my voice on his path, even though he did not know where he was going, but he still trusted in my voice to obey my directions to get to where he needed to be. Because Logan listened to me, he was able to make it to his final destination. Logan had to put what I said into action. And so we read in James 1, 22 to 24, don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. We see here the importance of not only hearing the word, but doing what it says. And it's a challenge to each one of us as believers. But how can we know Jesus' voice above all the other voices in our lives? Well, first of all, to know Jesus' voice, we must simply spend time with Jesus. As Daniel spent time with his friends, he was able to recognize their voices. As we spend time with Jesus, we can know his voice in our lives. Jesus wants to speak to us, and the main way he does that is through his word, the Bible, which is God-breathed. Think of the Bible as the best guide for your life. The shepherd has the best intentions for his sheep. Jesus has the best intentions for his followers and his sheep. As we spend time reading and thinking on the word, we get to know Jesus, and more importantly, we get to know and trust his voice in our lives. As we put His word into action. You see, the Bible, His word, is alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. Proverbs 4:22 reads, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." But, and it's a but, there were other voices on the way that Logan spoke of, the other people, as Logan went through his route, were there not? What could these other voices be in our lives? Do any of the children have any ideas what these other voices might be? Or any of the adults? Yep. Yeah, friends, good one. Friends can be other voices in our lives. Anyone else? Enemies, yeah, that's right. We can see that the other voices wanted Logan's attention, and they wanted to put him off where he was going. The other voices represent the world and how others are telling you what to do and what not to do. Some of these voices we know are wrong, but other voices can confuse us. And some other voices can even sound good, as we heard, can be friends, but end up leading us on a wrong path. Look at the hired hand that we read about, for instance, in John 10, verse 12. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. That's not much of a friend, much of a minder. We must be wary of other voices in our lives and be careful not to follow other voices but Jesus' voice. Whose or what voices are speaking into your life and influencing your life? Whose voice are you following? The hired hand may have had good intentions, but actions speak louder than words, do they not? And look at the hired hand does when the wolf comes. He flees. He was only thinking of himself. The good shepherd, however, lays down his life for the sheep, protects his sheep, and watches over them. For Logan to finish the path that he started on, he had to listen for my voice above the other voices. We know that. He had to trust my directions and step out and obey what was said. But Logan did not receive all the directions for the route and encouragement that he needed to get through the route, did he? Did he receive all the directions at the very start of his journey? No. He waited to hear my voice before making the next step, and then he stepped out. We must learn to know Jesus' voice in our lives. And Jesus may not give us the full picture, may not give us the full path, may not give us all of the next steps. But we must be obedient to what he is saying to us. Perhaps you may feel like you're stuck in your walk with Christ this morning, seeking direction. I would encourage you to bring it before the Lord in prayer. Spend time reading scripture and ask the Lord to speak to you for the next step. Perhaps he has already spoken this to you, but you haven't yet done what he's asked. Psalm 119 Verse 105 reads, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." You see, if you think of sheep in a pasture for a moment in your mind's eye, the sheep are in the presence of the shepherd. They are in pasture. They know the shepherd is there, is watching over them. Yes, there are external dangers and they are exposed to external dangers. However, they are in pasture. And the shepherd is watching over. And so it is with us. The shepherd watches over his sheep. You may also have noticed that Logan did not take the most direct route to where he was going. The path that Jesus leads us on may not always make sense to us if we simply trust in his leading, obey his voice, and thanking him on the way. We can have his peace that passes all of our understanding and know his voice for ourselves, despite difficult circumstances. Indeed, Jesus warns us that wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And that life is freely offered to anyone who comes to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So in closing, as the band return, and so it is for us, the believer, to be on the right path, we need to know Jesus' voice in our lives. We need to obey his word and follow him. Know that we can always trust Jesus' voice, as he is the Good Shepherd, and he has a plan for each one of us and wants what is best for us, his sheep. We can trust Jesus' voice wholeheartedly. We can trust the word of God with all of our hearts. As Daniel was able to recognize his friend's voice without turning around, so we can know Jesus' voice in our lives. We can get to know him. We need to be in the word. We need to be reading the word and know what he is saying to us. And by his spirit, he will lead us. So as the band return, I have three challenges. I've actually got one challenge for the kids this week. And we're so blessed to have so many children in this church and wonderful parents, and a lot of, we may have some tired dads here this morning, but we're blessed to have so many children in this church, and I just want to encourage the parents to continue in the ways of the Lord as your children look up to you. Don't be discouraged. Continue on the path, and you will bear much fruit in your children's lives. For children or teenagers here this morning, just have one challenge for you, simply just to obey your parents. This can be a challenge. Every parent will know this challenge. But I would ask the children, even this week, to be intentional when your parents ask you to do something, to obey your parents, to say, yes, mum, yes, dad, even if you don't want to do it. For everyone else, you may know of Jesus this morning, but do you know him? Do you know his voice in your life? There is a big difference between knowing of Jesus and knowing Jesus. He freely offers himself to anyone who comes to him this morning. Ask Jesus to help you hear his voice and train your heart and feet to follow after him. Number two, ask the Lord to show you what other voices are wrongly influencing and leading you, and take action to remove these. These can be anything from a wrong friendship, a wrong relationship, social media, a false teacher. Many voices can put us off the path that Jesus has for us. But we must know the voice of Jesus and follow him above all others. Number three, the challenge is to read John chapter 10 and Psalm 119 this week. John chapter 10 and Psalm 119. Psalm 119 has only got 176 verses, so you have plenty of time. And ask the Holy Spirit, as you read the word, to guide you and lead you. So just ask the band to close, and I'm just going to close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you are the Good Shepherd, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can know your voice. We thank you, Lord, that you have what is best for us, and you long to look after us and care for us and draw us unto you. I pray, Lord, that we would be brave in our faith, Lord, that we would, as we read the word, know your voice in our lives above all the other voices, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we can come to you and know your voice through the death and resurrection and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.